Gabby Markay. We're going to be talking about an article that was just written, Secrets from the Temple Mount. But Jim, you have a question for Gabby first, do you not?
Hey, Gabby, Jimmy Jr. here. I know Dad's going to be talking to you about the Temple Mount, but years ago, I brought a group of young people there, and we worked in helping you and your reclamation program of taking and sifting through the artifacts of the temple. Are you still doing that?
Yes, we are doing it with a high speed, yes. This is 9.5 years already that we work on sifting the soil, which was illicitly removed from the Temple Mount in the end of the 90s. We have from that soil tens of thousands of finds, covering altogether 15,000 years of history, from prehistoric flint implements via remains of First Temple period, Second Temple period, Roman period, early Christian period, and the Islamic rule of Jerusalem up to modern times.
I know that project, of course, has been very key to trying to find what artifacts and what archaeological remains have been taken from the Temple Mount, done by the Palestinian Authority early on several years ago now. But in your opinion, and I know you focus on the Temple Mount in your archaeological studies, what's the most significant discovery that's been found on the Temple Mount in recent years?
In recent years, there were some illicit digging excavations going on, done by the Islamic Trust of the Temple Mount. And in one of them, they penetrated with heavy machinery into the surface of the upper platform of the Temple Mount where the temple stood. And over there was discovered a layer of First Temple period with pottery, bone, and other bone objects and other artifacts.
Do you believe that there are significant discoveries yet to be made on the Temple Mount?
Yes, for sure.
And what would those might be?
Listen, I don't know what the future will bring. I deal with the past. About past discoveries, I can tell you. About future discoveries, it would be nice to know. And I'm a Jerusalemite, but still not yet a prophet.
Yeah, nor are you the son of a prophet either. That's a great answer. I just was wondering if there were some hopes that some of you archaeologists might have. It seems to me that the Israeli Antiquity Authority is not doing their job, or are they? I mean, what's the deal going on between the government and you true archaeologists who want to be able to explore and find out what you can find out?
Listen, in Jerusalem, everything is political. Even sneezing in Jerusalem is an intensive political activity. You can do it to the right, you can do it to the left. In any case, the governmental antiquities authority that should preserve all the antiquities of the Temple Mount is with its hands tied behind its back because they are not free to work on the Temple Mount as they do in any other place. The Temple Mount has political restrictions. Unfortunately, there is not enough supervision of the antiquities authority upon the Temple Mount. We are trying to monitor with a committee for prevention of destruction of antiquities upon the Temple Mount. We are trying to monitor everything that goes on the Temple Mount, and we are trying to have all the information about violations of the law of antiquities upon the Temple Mount.
But I guess doing all that monitoring is key, but your real desire is to be able to go up there and do some digs and see what
archaeologists... That is something that I do not anticipate in my lifetime, neither in the lifetime of my children.
So it doesn't look good as far as additional secrets on the Temple Mount. You will continue your reclamation project, however, there on the slopes of the Mount of Olives, will you not?
Yes, we are working hard, and we are also processing the material for proper scientific publication.
Thank you, Gabby, for helping us to understand what is really going on the Temple Mount as it relates to archaeological finds and possible artifacts that could be up there, and appreciate your project there, trying to reclaim everything you can that was just taken off of the Temple Mount by the Palestinian Authority in years past. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, Gabby.
Thank you very much.